National Radio Club.
Mighty Xers, welcome to Market Scope for August 2011. John Wesley Smith is here this month to dial downward on the AM dial in Columbia, Missouri.
Here's a sample of 1580 KTGR as they're getting ready to go into a local sports show between 4 and 6 in the evenings. That's the only local programming they do other than just dropping in a few quote-unquote local sports center broadcasts for a few minutes around 20 before the hour.
Come visit me, Stephanie Wilmsmeyer on East Broadway.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Working at the Equal Housing Lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're ready to start a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Big Show with Smith and Will on your new home for the Tigers. KTGR AM and now ESPN on FM on the new 100.5. Now live from the Zurich Sports Network studio. It's time for the Big Show.
It is a beautiful day outside. It's the Big Show with Fitz and Will, ESPN 1580 KTGR, 100.5 FM. We thank you for making us a part of your afternoon. I'm Will Pelagic. Mr. Spitz has the afternoon off. That time of year, you know, trying to get rid of the rest of the R&R on the vacation side. So each of us will be going through that a little bit next couple of days. But we're happy to still have you here on the flagship radio program of this fine radio station, 875-1580-875-KTGR. We'll hit you up on the Harpo's hotline today. Our producer, Tommy Griff, is sitting down, chilling in the KTGR studio, waiting to take your call. What's going on, Mr. Griff?
Not a whole lot. Thinking about maybe a little Harpo's happy hour today. We got a big things going on for happy hour. If you haven't been recently, definitely check that out. Might see me and Will over there.
I wish I could go today.
Next up is 1400 KFRU in Columbia. Very old station, been around for 80 or 80 plus years. They're a news talk station, and they have a live morning show. And then they're doing, they actually are live up till 11 o'clock in the morning. Simon Rose and Renee Halsoff do what they call the morning meeting between 9 and 11. Then they have Rush, followed by a couple of hours of Dave Ramsey. Then they do what they call The Closers, which is a sports show. Two guys do that, one of whom is their sportscaster in the morning. Then from 6 to 9, I think they do Clark Howard, and then they do Jim Bohannon, and I'm not sure what it is that they do overnight. It's not Coast to Coast, because that's on 93.9, although it used to be on KFRU several years back. Did I mention that KFRU and the whole Cumulus bunch of stations in this area only have one newsman, David Gaines, although a guy named Tim Murphy, I think, does a little bit of the news on the Jefferson City stations. He's the afternoon guy on KPLA 101.5 in Columbia. And he's also filling in for David Lyle whenever I taped this.
The NFL, obviously, their regular season's done now, so you could see some musical chairs here this week.
Yeah, boy, what a scenario that's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep up on all of that on the Closers this afternoon. Had news, and we'll catch up on what's going on in the world on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
After work, before the game, the Closers.
Every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m., the Closers bring you all the latest in sports news.
And we're talking about what you want to talk about. If you love the Missouri Tigers, come talk about it with us.
We'll get inside the huddle with the Kansas City Chiefs.
A new era of St. Louis Rams with Sam Bradford.
Plus Columbia College, Hickman, and Rockbridge.
Cardinals, Royals. If you love the teams, come talk about it with us on the Closers.
Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
The Closers. On News Talk 1400. KFRU.
I am Marinol.
I am Marinol. Call 1-800-657-0081. That's 1-800-657-0081.
The station Columbia has depended on for over 80 years. News Talk 1400. KFRU.
And the news continues. The U.S. Justice Department closing its investigation into allegations that Baton Rouge police officers harassed blacks, conducted illegal searches, and used unnecessary violence in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. I'm David Gaines on the station Columbia depends on for news. News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
Whether it's passing on medicine, a blanket, or
News Talk 1400 KFRU. I'm Tim Murphy in for David Lyle this morning. And if you traveled over the holidays on flights, you know what it's like to be screened. Well, a Virginia man is in trouble with the law after protesting. You can get a cable channel for almost anything now. News is coming up on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Frustrating. Good thing doing your taxes doesn't have to be.
The Wildlife Land Trust, saving lives by saving land.
And at 7:59, I'm David Gaines. A look at some of the headlines that'll be coming up after ABC News, the top of the hour. Kit Bond may have retired from the Senate, but he's not stepping out of the workplace. Stay tuned now for ABC News on Cumulus Radio Station, News Talk 1400 KFRU. It's coming up on 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Millions of Americans still out of work, but things are looking up. Here are a couple of new reports on jobs.
The news right now. Comprehensive coverage from Columbia's news station, News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Good morning. At 8:06, I'm David Gaines. A look at KFRU News. A woman in Holt Summit confessing to police yesterday that she killed her husband.
Next, as we go down the dial, 1370 Boonville, Missouri, 20 miles west of Columbia, doing a true country format, as they call it. That's another satellite format. They have a one-man morning show, mostly local talk. My apologies ahead of time for the squeal in this recording.
AM KWRT, Louisville, a Billings broadcasting station. AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire.
That station comes in noticeably better in Columbia. I'm guessing they might have just 500 or 250 watts. I'm not certain. Next, as we go down the dial, 1340 in Mexico, co-owned with 95.7 Country 96. KXEO does a soft rock or AC type format. They throw in some oldies, and they're mostly voice tracked, but they do drop in local weather and news.
1340 KXEO Mexico, your family's radio station.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Topping the news this hour, the new Congress will be sworn in on Capitol Hill.
Good morning. It's 11:04. Your radar weather forecast looks like this. Going to be partly cloudy today with an afternoon high of 40 and an overnight low of 19. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 35. Chance for flurries tomorrow night with a low of 20. And in your extended forecast, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, cloudy on Sunday. Highs will be near 30. Lows will be in the teens. Weather radar right now, not a thing going on at this point. We have winds out of the south-southwest at about 7 miles an hour. Our barometer is at 29.99 and steady. Humidity is 38%. Columbia has 38 degrees right now, 35 in Jeff City. It's 38 in Mexico, and that's after a low of 21. That's a look at your radar weather forecast on Mexico's radio station, 1340 KXEO.
Good morning, 11:05 here at 1340 KXEO. I'm Chris Newbrough with this news update. Another member of the Mexico community has filed for a chance to win one of two Mexico City Council seats up for election in April of this year. And that is an update of news, sports, and your community calendar here at 1340 KXEO. KXEO News Time is 11:11. I'm Chris Newbrough reporting.
1340 KXEO, bringing you Mizzou and Bulldog basketball all season long.
Next up is 1240 KLIK.
International and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1240 KLIK, Jefferson City.
A Cumulus station.
Listen live at KLIK1240.com. News Talk 1240 KLIK.
From ABC News. Joan Bennett.
KLIK used to be on 950 about 10 years ago or so. 1240 and 950 swapped frequencies. KWOS was on 1240, but now they're on 950 and have been for, as I say, about 10 years. 1240 puts a pretty decent signal into Columbia, but not so good here. Moberly, KWIX, at 1230 puts in a pretty decent signal here and not so good in Columbia. But back to 1240. KLIK is all talk. They play some of the same programs that KFRU does, but they can't carry Rush because KWOS carries Rush. By the way, KLIK is a Cumulus station, and they don't have any local programming at all, except I think for a little bit on Sunday mornings for a while when they do a local call-in program. They have some syndicated news block during morning drive, and I can't remember who puts out that program, and they do drop in a little bit of local news from time to time at certain intervals. Otherwise, it's just talk programming all day and all night. I want to give you a very brief sample of 1230 KWIX in Moberly. They are co-owned with KRES, Cress, at 104.7. My apologies for the buzz in the recording that follows. That's my setup here, not the station.
Take advantage of this free service from Good Radio.
It's the Jim Bohannon Show weeknights from 9 till midnight, and start your day with America in the Morning at 5:06 on Information Radio Quix, KWIX, Moberly.
Do you find it frustrating when it comes time to hire a new employee?
I don't know if you could hear it in that recording, but during Jim Bohannon's ID, there was a tone at the top of the hour. It was noon when I recorded that. Believe it or not, Quix and Cress both still have those time tones every quarter hour. Now, I happen to record that particular ID at noon, and what Quix does is about a 20-minute newscast at noon. It's a totally local newscast, so they preempt Rush for a few minutes. Like Cress, they're very locally and community-oriented. They're not so much into the farm news like Cress is, though. They do various local programming even after drive time in the morning, and they do that clear up until 11 o'clock. One day of the week, they have a recipe program, I think at 9:30 or something like that. The next day, they might have a gardening program. They've got a schedule, and I don't know what it is. I think a couple days, they do sports or something. But at 10 o'clock, they have, I think they call it Tradio, which is kind of a swap shop type thing on the air. And then shortly after 10:30, they do Party Line, which is kind of a chit-chat thing. Somewhere in the midst of all that local programming between 9 and 11, they do even card showers and birthdays, anniversaries, that kind of thing, too. They do Rush at 11, Dennis Miller at 2, and then from 5 to 6, they have a news block. 6 to midnight is talk programming, including Jim Bohannon, and then from midnight until 5 in the morning, they do ESPN. They do ESPN on the weekends as well. Next, as we go down the dial, this station definitely serves the Columbia area because they have a pretty big 5,000-watt signal during the daytime. It is 950 KWOS, Jefferson City. They do a local news block from 5 until 8 weekday mornings. Then Monday through Saturday from 8 to 9 is something they call Open Air, which is kind of a local chit-chat program. From 9 o'clock on, they do syndicated programming, including Rush, with the exception of a news block that they do between 5 and 6. My apologies for some squeal in this recording. The radio recorder that I used for this seems to do that even when the computers and TV aren't on. I apologize for that.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is the KWOS Morning News Watch on News Radio 950 KWOS.
Good morning, I'm Warren Critch. Cloudy, windy, with 28 degrees in the capital city. Your News Radio 950 KWOS 10-minute weather guarantee includes a winter weather advisory through tomorrow morning. Snow beginning today, intensifying tonight, continuing into tomorrow morning. Latest predictions are for 3 to 6 inches total in our area by tomorrow morning. Steady temperatures today in the 20s. Coming up this morning on KWOS Open Air, Cole County Master Gardener Donnie Schneiders and Missy Bono from the Jefferson City Area Chamber of Commerce previews the taste of Jefferson City. Open Air at 8 o'clock. 24-hour team coverage continues Monday, January 10th. News Radio 950 KWOS.
Good morning, I'm John Marsh. Here's what's happening in the News Radio 950 KWOS 24-hour news center.
News Radio 950 KWOS.
News Radio 950 KWOS 24-hour team coverage continues next with Fox News. Just ahead, Master Gardener Donnie Schneiders and the Chamber's Missy Bono. They both join us coming up on KWOS Open Air.
your information superhighway. News Radio 950 KWOS, Jefferson City.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
The last local signal as we go down the dial is 900 KFAL in Fulton. They are also part of the Zimmer Radio Group. And with the exception of their morning show, they're music and liners all the time. Well, I take that back. They do run sports programming with Mizzou sports and some high school sports as well. Otherwise, there's no personality there.
Of the Big 900 KFAL, your home for country legends. Lee Greenwood in God Bless the USA. It is 7:33. As Americans come together in the disaster that took place in Tucson, we'll talk about that coming up right here on the Big 900 KFAL.
Here's what we're working on in the KFAL 24-hour newsroom right now. Crunching those budget numbers again, and a right-to-work issue is back. These stories and sports at the top of the hour in your morning news update. Or tune to News Radio 950 KWOS for more details. For KFAL News, I'm Warren Kretsch.
KFAL, your home for country legends, and Mel McDaniel, Louisiana Saturday night, 7:49. Here's Mel Tillis in Southern Rains, the Big 900.
Sometimes my soul gets weary and my mind begins to wander.
Country legends, the Big 900.
And a very good country morning to you, Waylon Jennings. And are you sure Hank done it this way? 7:55, 5 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. If you got to be at work or school today, you have 5 minutes to get there. It looks like snow is on the way. Winter weather advisory in effect until 12 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. Reaching a high today of 30. Right now we're sitting at 25. Calling for 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulation expected for Callaway County. We'll just have to see. But it does look like it's heading this way. Possibly could see some snow this morning into the afternoon as well. Be on the lookout for that. Might be a little nasty on your way home from work today. It is 7:56 now. Coming up, news from the Missouri Net, top of the hour, national news from ABC, followed by your local news all on the way. And a new segment we're featuring on the Big 900 KFAL. It's called Ask the Expert. And going to be hearing from experts in their field. And this week, it will be Steve from Steve's Pest Control. Talking about bed bugs, and you can go to KFAL.com to submit your pest question and get useful tips on pest prevention for your home or business. So once again, new feature we're going to be featuring on the Big 900 KFAL. Actually, I should say new program we're going to be featuring on KFAL. It's called Ask the Expert, and this week will be Steve from Steve's Pest Control right here on your home for country legends. The Big 900 KFAL is 7:57. Good morning.
Big 900 KFAL, your 24-hour news station with national news from ABC, state news from the Missouri Net, and local news from the Zimmer Radio Group 24-hour news center. When news breaks out, we break it. Break it. The Big 900 KFAL.
News on Missouri Net. I'm Bob Pretty.
Keeping the commitment to Callaway County for over 60 years, we're the Big 900 KFAL. Fulton, Columbia, Jefferson City, a free service of Zimmer Radio Group. The news starts now.
ABC News Now. I'm Daniela Velasco.
Gosh, the excitement never stops, does it? Well, the radio stations do. Everything I get below 900 is basically the bigger signals from the Kansas City and St. Louis areas and a few other things in between. I get some of those kinds of things higher up on the dial as well, but that's pretty much what it's like for Mid-Missouri Radio. This is John Wesley Smith reporting for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Jan. It's always good to hear some live and local radio. Jan will be back next month with a look at the FM band. Remember, if you'd like to profile your hometown radio, just send your recordings to me, Phil Wayne, at my new address, 7545 County Highway 71, Harpster, Ohio, 43323. Harpster is spelled H-A-R-P-S-T-E-R. The audio service thanks you in advance. Now hear the musings from the members.
DXAS. With better variety and less static.
This is Tim Hendel. I would like to make a suggestion, namely that people not do their musings on cell phones or even on cordless phones, if possible. A couple of the messages in July sounded very digital, and of course I'm not sure if they were done on a cell phone, but if possible, a wired landline phone should give much better quality.
Bill Alasaskis in Milford, Pennsylvania, just to let you know that we are on the air. WMJQ hit the air about a week ago with testing, and about the only thing we have right now, as far as other information, is I think that I found the transmitter site up on a back dirt road that nobody would ever think of driving up. Apparently, this thing is so cloak and dagger, there's been nothing in the papers, there's the board members don't claim they don't know anything, and we'll just see how this unravels. In the meantime, I hope everybody has a great rest of the summer. Enjoy, and be looking for WMJQ. Right now, the situation is they're running contemporary music from the 70s up through the 80s and 90s. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I really enjoyed Rusty Curry's report on that radio that he bought from that outfit in Texas, and I tried to call him, but I don't think I got the right telephone number. WLW on 700, there's been something coming up under that certain nights lately, and for about the last week, and this is the middle of July now, I've been getting around 6 o'clock in the morning, WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, on 1000 after the Chicago station would no longer be coming up, as it would be coming daylight up here.
Well, hi there. This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Yesterday morning, July 4th, WQAM 560 had dead air from about 5 till 7:37 when they came back on the air with sports right in the middle of a thought, and they didn't even say anything. I even tried to call them to tell them that there was dead air, and nobody answered. Radio's rarely changed. It's sad. Thanks for listening.
Joe Schwab from Richmond, Virginia, here on July the 2nd with some news about WRJR 670 in Claremont, Virginia. As of yesterday, July the 1st, they started simulcasting with a WWIP, which I believe is in Wilson, Virginia, and I think mostly on that is 89.9. They're broadcasting the Word and Praise format, very similar to the Word and Praise format that Salem Communications has, but it's not their format, because they don't have news from an SRN at 50th the hour, and the same person is just backfilling all of the records as they come out of each of the songs. WRVA seems to be broadcasting in IBOC all the time. For a good while, they were just using it during the daytime only, but I've noticed during the last several nights, they are continuing to broadcast in IBOC. But that's the latest from Richmond, Virginia, 73. So good texting, everyone.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, and I have a potpourri of topics. Number one, I need to make a correction. I mentioned a couple of months ago about a Russian station. It's 1390, and I said 1190. It's 1390. Number two, AM on FM. Because I have an outdoor antenna and a Sea Crane radio, rotating the antenna, I can null out WFRE and I can get WNAV on FM 99.9. Having said that, when reception is good to the Eastern Shore, I do not get that station. Instead, I get Froggy 99.9 from Salisbury, and when I rotate my antenna back to the west, I can get WFRE. I have a question for Wayne Ryan of Ontario, Canada. Even though the skip season has been very disappointing for the month of June, there have been one or two days when it lasted long enough for me to get some Canadian TV. I got a Channel 3 somewhere in Ontario. They were doing local news, and they mentioned several news stories from Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie. So, Wayne, where is this Channel 3 I'm picking up? Mark Neuenberger, I really enjoyed your report of Cleveland Radio. I hope you can do one for Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, and the Boston area where I lived for 7 years.
This is Tim Hendel, and I'd like to add my 2 cents worth to the article in the July issue on HD radio. Number one, it's not easy to find an HD radio. I've checked Radio Shack and Best Buy here in Huntsville, and they don't carry them and don't seem to care about carrying them. You really have to work at buying a radio. I bought one from J&R Music, but how many people know about that? You can also buy them on the Internet, but how many people know about that? Secondly, with the exception of NPR station, I would say that HD radio doesn't broadcast very much that's interesting. The stuff on Channel 2 of the HD programs, there's a classic rock station that has classic rock on the second channel. There's a country station that had similar country music on the second channel. They seem to have turned it off. And there's another rock station that has talk on the second channel. The same talk is available on AM and on an FM translator here in Huntsville. NPR is the only station that's doing anything different. They do 24/7 classical on their HD2. So for my money, you need to be able to find the radios more easily, and the stations have to have more interesting and innovative programming, or HD radio really just isn't worth it.
Hello, DXers. My name is Bob Alm. I'm news director and account executive for 5 Maverick Media radio stations in the Delphus and Lima, Ohio areas, looking for any other blind user broadcasters who may have experience using the RCS Next Gen audio automation system. Our company recently purchased it and am having some difficulty accessing some of its features with my JAWS for Windows screen reader. If you can be of any help, please return a call to me any weekday morning Eastern Time between 3 a.m. and noon at 419-692-3963. Or drop me an email at bobalm, B-O-B-U-L-M, 3963@gmail.com. Thank you.
Good morning. This is George from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I went on a trip last weekend for the 4th, and I passed through Chicago on the way down to Rolla, Missouri. At any rate, there's a station out in Chicago. It used to be called Jack FM. Well, Jack FM is no more. It's now called K-Hits. Anyway, if anybody wants to talk to me by radio, they can by calling me at 414-461-9710. That's 414-461-9710. Or you can call me my cell phone at 414-573-2808. Thank you, and I hope everybody has a blessed day. Have a great day, everyone. And I love DXing very much.
Good afternoon. It's July 21st, and this is Joe Schwab from Richmond, Virginia again with a brief update on the WKCW situation. That's on their 1420 up in Warrenton. They have started playing an oldies format, basically a 70s with a few songs from the 60s thrown in here and there. They say, if you hear a song you love, and you know you're listening to the new, all-new 1420 WKCW. So they only stayed with their other format there, their gospel format, for a few months. So we'll see if this one works out better. The production on it seems to be a lot tighter than before. So I'll keep you informed of any other changes that occur. 73s, everyone.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you would like to muse, give us a call at 419-741-0205, 24 hours a day. Now, a lesson in station IDs.
The circle, like the network, will kindly pull itself together. Carey?
Present.
You were instructed last week to find out the whole truth about those bells. Have you done so?
I have.
Out with it then, Beeble.
Well, okay, Ronnie. Now look, the bell notes serve as a cue to operators all over the country to switch circuits in order that local stations can give out their call letters, you see? And that has to be done because of regulations for the public good, made and enforced by the Federal Communications Commission. I have a copy of that regulation right here, Mr. President.
Well, let's hear it, Carey. I think we ought to get to the bottom of this thing.
Okay, Bobby. Licensee of a broadcast station shall announce the call letters and location as frequently as practicable during hours of operation. and in any event before or after each program being broadcast. In no event shall more than 30 minutes elapse between such announcements. And insofar as practicable, these announcements shall be made on the hour and half hour. These requirements are waived when such announcements would interrupt a single consecutive speech, play, symphony concert, or operatic production of longer duration than 30 minutes. And in such cases, the announcement of the call letters and locations shall be made as soon as possible.
They ring those bells.
Hi, this is Carl Mann, along with Ernest Wosnowski, inviting you to join us in Omaha as the Big O team hosts the National Radio Club WFTDA Convention for 2011, October 13th through the 15th. Activities begin on Thursday afternoon at 3, but come anytime you can. We'll have tours and the ever-popular auction. By the way, if you have any auction items to donate, please send them to Ernie. We'll give his address in just a moment. The Saturday banquet features a popular DX audio service editor as guest speaker. All this for the convention registration fee of just $45 per person. Kids 11 and under, just $13. To register, send your check, payable to the National Radio Club, to Ernest J. Wosnowski. That's spelled W-E-S-O-L-O-W-S-K-I. 13312 Westwood Lane. Westwood is one word. Omaha, Nebraska, 68144-3543. Registration deadline is October 1st. You can also register online using PayPal at the National Radio Club website, www.nrcdxas.org. The convention will be at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 7007 Grover Street, located at the northeast corner of the I-80 exit, number 449. They'll provide us with Ballroom C and a hospitality suite on the third floor. For your room at the Comfort Inn & Suites, we have a special rate of $75 plus tax. That comes to $88.62 per night. This is for up to four people per room. To reserve a room, call the hotel directly and use this number as the only number to receive your special convention rate. Call area code 402-934-4900. You must ask for the NRC WTFDA convention rate. Your room includes a deluxe continental breakfast, guest laundry, 24-hour fitness room, a business center, and a large indoor pool. Also, free airport and bus shuttle transportation is available. Spouses and kids are welcome, and pets are allowed. Check with the hotel for any restrictions or additional charges. So plan now to join us this October 13th, 14th, and 15th in Omaha, home of the College World Series, billionaire Warren Buffett, famous Omaha Steaks, and Clear Channel KFAB 1110. If you have any questions, contact Ernie by snail mail or use email. Ernie's address is neerniew, that's all one word, at yahoo.com. And we'll see you this fall in Omaha.
Time now for news on the August 2011 DX Audio Service. The New York State Legislature has passed a bill adding potential jail time to the possible penalties if someone is convicted of operating an illegal radio station. This as the legislation to make it a Class A misdemeanor to operate an unlicensed radio station in the AM and FM band anywhere in that state. According to the text, the measure creates a crime of unauthorized radio transmission on either the AM or the FM band. It also prohibits knowingly making a radio transmission on radio frequencies assigned and licensed by the Federal Communications Commission for use by AM and FM radio stations. The measure is similar to laws in Florida and New Jersey, giving local authorities some say over what previously had been a federally preempted area of jurisdiction. While pirate radio stations have over the years been established just about anywhere, Florida, New Jersey, and New York are amongst the states where the problem tends to be more acute. If signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, the new measure will take effect in 180 days. Personal two-way radio use would not be impacted by this new New York State anti-piracy radio law. And according to a report in Broadcasting and Cable magazine, Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Jenkowski has told Congress he supports striking the so-called Fairness Doctrine and a couple of other similar laws from the Code of Federal Regulations. The issue came up after Commissioner Robert McDowell pointed out, although the FCC ruled in 1987 that the doctrine was unconstitutional and unenforceable, it remained in the Code of Federal Regulations. This essentially means that it was still there if a future commissioner decided to enforce it. McDowell suggested that it was time to take it off the books, and other legislators agreed. For those too young to remember, the Fairness Doctrine required broadcast stations to air controversial issues of public importance and seek out opposing viewpoints. Also still on the books are parallel laws to the Fairness Doctrine providing for free response time for personal attacks and providing equal time for other candidates if a station endorsed someone in an editorial. The laws were repealed by the Federal Communications Commission in 2000. Now FCC Chairman Jenkowski wants to see it all off the books. Danish public broadcaster Danmark Radio has shifted some of its programming from medium wave to long wave. On June 16th, a new 50,000-watt transmitter on 243 kilohertz was activated at the site in Denmark's western province. It simulcasted programming on the long wave channel until June the 27th, when it ended medium wave broadcasts from the site on 1062 kilohertz. The existing medium wave broadcasts use a 250,000-watt transmitter. Previously, Denmark Radio used a 300,000-watt long-wave transmitter at another site until it went QRT in February of 2007. And that's some of the news going on around the radio circle. I forgot to mention that the National Radio Club is going to be conducting a very intensive survey of the readership and listenership of our magazines. This survey will be for DX Audio Service members, for EDXN members online, and for the DX News Magazine. This is going to be a rather long and intensive survey, but I hope you'll bear with us and answer the questions. What we're trying to achieve is to find out what you like and dislike about our magazines, what you'd like us to do, what we're doing good right now, as well as things that we might be missing. Please fill out your survey as soon as possible and return it as soon as you get it. All current DX Audio Service members who are receiving the magazine will receive a survey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW, the Motor City.
If you grew up in the Midwest in the 60s and 70s, you knew that sound. That was the sound of CKLW, the Big 8, as voiced over by Bill Drake, who was the owner of Drake Chenault and pretty much put together the format of CKLW and many top 40 stations. Last month, it was a night of nights for the Lady with the Golden Bears, CKLW's legendary Rosalie Trumbly. Who is Rosalie, you ask? Rosalie was the music director at the Big 8 during the 60s and 70s. And she was honored by colleagues and friends at a tribute dinner at the St. Clair Arts Center. Trumbly could make or break careers just by deciding whether to play a record on the air. Among those who owe a piece of their fame include Elton John, Alice Cooper, Tony Orlando, and the Guess Who. Bob Seger even wrote a song about her called Rosalie, which paid tribute to her sway in the music business.
She'll see you later. No one dares, there's a debater openly.
Ironically, the song never was played on CKLW, but it was played on many other stations as Seeger was a popular artist at the time. More than 500 people turned out for the event, which built to a climax when Tony Orlando entered the hall singing Tie a Yellow Ribbon to Trombley at her table, a song which was Tony Orlando and Dawn's biggest hit and broke internationally on the Big Eight. It means a lot because most of the people here have special memories with me, said Trombley, who usually shuns the spotlight. Who'd have thought years ago when I was a young girl in Leamington, Ontario, that it would end up like this? Back then, Trombley and some of her friends would go and rate new records at station KJSP. Years later, she turned that talent for hearing hit potential into one of the most powerful forces in the industry. She convinced Elton John to release Benny and the Jets because it had crossover potential. She played the Guess Who's These Eyes when no other station would touch it. These eyes cry every night for you. Chicago's Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? Stevie Wonder's Superstition. Very superstitious. And Bachman Turner Overdrive's Taking Care of Business. Those were among some of the songs that she was responsible for turning into national hits. Music was always a part of my life, Trombley said. My grandmother could play the piano by ear, and I think I got some of that. Trombley was working for Bell Canada in Leamington, Ontario, while attending high school, and after moving to Windsor, she looked for a job as a switchboard operator. She applied initially at the Elmwood Casino and almost took the job until 2 days later she was offered one at CKLW. As a mother of three children, whose husband would soon be out of the picture, she had to take the first good-paying job she could get. That was 1963. Before long, Trombley was offered the job as station librarian. Back then, programming decisions were made by head offices in the U.S., but Trombley helped change that. What they didn't realize was that this market was rock and roll and R&B. Judy Collins made nice records, but they never did well here. You have to know your market. Among her favorite artists was Cooper. I thought the world of him, she said. Recently, Trombley was invited to a special tribute by Cooper at the singer's request. I was number three on his list of people he wanted to attend. I don't know who number one and number two were. I didn't ask. Dozens of Trombley's former colleagues showed up for the tribute, including former disc jockeys Pat Holliday, Keith Radford, and Brother Bill Gable. CKLW traffic reporter JoJo Shuddy McGregor was also there. Punch Andrews, longtime Bob Seeger manager, was in the audience too, and he presented Trombley with a platinum album for 50 million records sold by Seeger. There were several video tributes from artists who couldn't make it, including a tape of Burton Cummings singing These Eyes recently at the casino. She changed the lives of four guys from Winnipeg forever, said Cummings. Others to send tributes included Smokey Robinson, Paul Anka, Alice Cooper, Robert Lamb of Chicago, and Randy Bachman. The evening doubled as a fundraiser for the scholarship in Trumbly's name for St. Clair College performing arts students. Tim Trumbly, her eldest son, carried on the tradition of spotting talent as head of EMI in Canada. Among the acts he signed was Windsor's The Tea Party. Congratulations, Rosalie Trumbly, and thanks for many great years of music and the Big Eight. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. As the song says, we'll see you in September. 73s and good DX.